Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the shir. We're in the fourth shir on the series of B'tachin L'mais, L'gad Parnas and Shaduchim. This week we spoke 18 Yesoidus, how to make your life easier in a Shtadlus. But this week, we're going to talk about how a person, no matter what a Shtadlus he has to do and he does, he still has to live in the matzav that he's in now. He can't live in the matzav that he wants to be in, because then you'll never be living. You have to live in the matzav that you are. Whatever matzav it is, even though you have to ishtadlis, that's only with your hands you have to ishtadlis, your maisa. But in your lave, you have to live the matzav the way it is now. Bigger side. You have to live the matzav now, not in the change. Some people, they're always living in the change. Like, it's going to get better, and then I'm going to get this and that, and then I'll be able to live. You have to live in the matzav right now. And my raya to this is, the Chavis Lavav speaks about someone who's taka needs a shidduch, he's living by himself, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have friends, he doesn't have relatives, he's lacking. So what does the Chavis Lavav say? He doesn't say, oh, you're going to get a shidduch, no. Right now he doesn't have a shidduch. Right now he doesn't have this all this stuff. So, he should have his connection and his friendship with Hashem in this matzav. In other words, maybe shidduch working, getting a shidduch or whatever. But right now, the matzah, the way it is, that you're alone, you're by yourself, you should build your connection to Hashem in your matzah. It's a big aside. You have to live the matzah the way it is now. Not what's going to get a better job, going to change, going to move, going to this. You have to live the matzah the way it is now. His company should be with Hashem. Since he doesn't have so much company with other people, his company should be with Hashem. Toiv lo shiyasim asalikav l'chaver l'reya. He should make Hashem his friend and his buddy, the Rea. He should connect to Hashem more. Why? Because in his matzav, he doesn't have people, so he has much more time. He's able to spend much more time with Hashem. So you have to live in the matzav that you're in to the max. And look at the ma'ilas of the Chavis Lavav, that you don't have to have less responsibilities. Okay, it would be nice to have more responsibilities, but ma'isa in this matzav, you should appreciate you have less responsibilities. You don't have to have the kids and everything. You have less responsibilities. Histalkus chayved masam v'chayvasam. You have less chayves and tzricha me'alav v'yachshazel toiva m'toivis abarav. You should appreciate the matzav. Yeliba yaiserik upanei beisish is by the dusay v'bli safu. You have much more time to spend with Hashem and to work on your nitzchias because you don't have all the responsibilities the regular person has. So you have to appreciate it, even though you wanted to change taka, but Lamaisi, you have to live the matzav now. You can invest your nitzchias with Hashem. Zok to pas lachem ein kervasi rak ad zman mut. All the friends and relatives is all only when you're in this world. V'achem maisa yashav al afare. When you die, you don't take any of it with you. Vazia nachri mishpachta yabaydid mechaveir makirv. Then you're not going to have any friends and relatives when you're dead in the grave. The only thing you're going to have is Hashem. When you come to Hashem and that's when you die, you realize that there's nothing else besides Hashem. So all you want is your relationship with Hashem. So your relationship that you built in this world is the only thing that's going to be important to you after you die. So Mela, when a person has less olam hazeh, less friends, relatives, whatever the situation is, he should focus more time and realize the godless, that he's able to build more of a kashrut with Hashem, which is going to be his netzchias. Because his nefesh is a chelik of Hashem, and that's really what's going to matter to you in the next world. So, a person needs to spend time, even if he has friends, relatives, but his most important focus should be on the nitzchias, which is going to be a relationship with Hashem. And the Chavis Lavav says that before betachan, actually, you have to first be kind of avoid the selikim, because if you don't avoid the selikim, there's no Hashem. If there's no Hashem, there's no betachan Hashem. So what are the things that a person has to do in order to build his relationship with Hashem? People nowadays, they don't even know what to do. Like, what am I supposed to do? So the Chavis Lavav goes through over here 60 things to build up your relationship with Hashem. We'll go through them quickly just to have an idea. 60 things to build your relationship with Hashem. You ready? 60 things. Avoid this alikim. This is before betachin, by the way. If you don't have Hashem before betachin, then you're betachin yourself. Right, if there's no Hashem and you have betachin, means you're like Trump, you're betachin yourself. There's no Hashem. So you first have to have Hashem, and then you can betachin Hashem. The first one is Shavdu Levati Bedibur B'Maisa. You're serving Hashem alone Bedibur B'Maisa. Shineman U'Mishtada B'Nyana B'Gali B'Seser. You're Neman and you're trying hard inwards and outwards. Shiyara Milfanov. You're scared of Hashem Merachik from far away. Yifach Menu Mikarov. Because Hashem is Merachik and Karov. He's the furthest from you, but he's also the closest to you. You should machni yourself inwards and outwards. You should be machni to him in your clothing, the way you drink and the way you act, the way you dress and the way you act. You're removable shiny, you always marine Hashem. And you praise Hashem and you thank him day and night. And you're always mentioning his taivas inside b'seiser or begali. Some people they only talk about Hashem when they make a simcha. They get up and talk about Hashem. That's the whole thing. So basically, it's nothing. You know, they've no Hashem. It's only when they get into simcha they're supposed to announce. You know, to thank Hashem. It has to be b'seiser or begali. It has to first be b'seiser and then begali. If it's not b'seiser, then it's not begali. And you speak the praise of Hashem according to your ability, how much you can praise Him. And you're running to His avodah. B'simcha, you have simcha to do it. You're excited. Because you love Hashem so much, you want to find favor in His eyes. And you want to do it to bring His ratzon to you. And you're always begging Hashem to forgive you and to like you and be meichel your avers. V'yavuhu, and you have to love Hashem. V'yifchad shiyam mekatz ma'ashitzvah, and you're always nervous that you might not be serving Him properly. V'yishru mitzvaysav, to keep the mitzvahs. V'yisrachik ma'ashitzvah, hizr menu. You stay away from the things that He warns against. V'yasim alibay ma'ashechal atzloi menavaynath. And you put on your heart all the things that are avers. And you're always looking high on the tivus. It's more than you deserve. And you always look down on what you do compared to how much you deserve to give Hashem, how much owe Hashem. And you memayit the tircha. In other words, it's always easy because compared to what you're supposed to be doing, you're doing nothing. And you look at the greatness of Hashem and then you're humbled compared to what you are as nothing. And you always want to bow to Him and machnia to Him machna and shiflis to show how much you mark Hashem. And everything you're relying on Hashem. You don't have any gaiva. Everything you're relying on Hashem to do it. And everything Hashem does for you, you're happy in the matzav. Everything Hashem gives you, you're happy in that matzav. Because it's from Hashem. And if Hashem gives you hunger, you thank Him. If He gives you food, you thank Him. Mirvu, if He gives you hunger, you accept it. Yidanim l'chus. Yidan Hashem l'chav s'chus and everything. You never think Hashem's doing bad. You always dan Hashem l'schus. And always enough what Hashem gives you. Not that you have high expectations. Always enough. And you always matzik Him when He gives you surim. That's the first list Chavis of Abbas gives. And then He adds more to it. Even though high madreg is, could I to hear it? It's not to hear it, you know? To show simani avdos in everything that you do, that you're eved. Before you're an eved Hashem, you can't have betachin because the avdos shows that there's an adn. People think that Hashem has to shaltzut to them, right? They don't realize they have to shaltzut to Hashem.
Every one of these things is a separate avoda.
Everyone's avoda. Yeah. There's a way. At least you should hear it once. You should hear it.
Someone said it used to be on top of Kaddish, like the pasuk was, Okay, so shouldn't they use mon ourselves? Now it's Pshat Shari's mind, let's do the same, like we're running a ship.
The B'tachin is Hashem has listened to us. Yeah, we used to be that we machinia to him.
Put it up there and there and cut. He's like, no, first of all, we have.
Ah, here's the next list. Lo yage kim bezichrei. You don't think only by remembering Hashem. That's the most important machshava. Lo yabit, you only think what Hashem kim bezichrei. In other words, your mind's always attracted to think about Hashem. Because that's like the most important thing. Lo yabit kim el drachav. And you're only looking on his ways. Lo yishma kim el dvarav. You only want to listen to his words. Lo yachal el mashat. You only eat what he gives you. That's what he gives you. You're not overdoing it. L'yachshiv ele b'gedulasai. The only thing about it is gedula. So you have to think the chilk between yachshiv b'gedula and l'yege kim b'zichrei. What the chilk is. L'yasis kim b'rtzai say say. You're only happy when Hashem is happy with you. That makes you simcha. L'yismach kim b'avidasai. And you're only happy doing his avoida. Because when you come to heaven and you realize it's only Hashem, then all this list is simple. It's only now that it's not simple. When you're up in Shemayim, it's only Hashem, right? There's nothing else. It's like the only thing you want is Hashem should make you happy, right? Hashem should be happy with you. The only thing that you want is that Hashem should want you. And you only stop from going to be over in Avera. You only want to sit in his house. Liyakam kiyam ba'amunasai. Liyikra kiyam sifrai. Liyibash kiyam susirasai. Liyashin kiyam yitzua avasai. Big madragas. You go to sleep thinking about Hashem. Liyisdam alai kiyam tmurasai. The only thing you're madam in your mind is to think about how Hashem is. Tmunas dveka balibai. The tmuna of Hashem is in your heart. Liyayar kiyam b'mesika zichrai. You wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think about? What makes you excited? Like, think about the coffee, right? So, he's L'yar kim and mesika zichrei. You think about Hashem. V'layimtza keres ruach kim imai. You only have happiness when you're with Hashem. V'layivrach kim hamrasai. You only run away from being mired. V'layavel kim be'es kasai. You're only sad when Hashem's angry at you. V'layivchad kim mipachad alav. You're only scared from the pachad of Hashem. L'yikave kiyam chazdoi. And you're only hoping, your hope is always in Hashem. L'yichas kiyam amashim chayiv ritzaynoi. You're only angry when something is against Hashem's will. L'yirtze el mish oyster ritzaynoi. You only care about who's oyster ritzaynoi. L'yigach kiyam bereshusai. L'yitin el mish tzivai zelasislai. And the last one is, v'chol tnu oysav, l'yateg regov, l'yinia alfaf ela'acha ha'kofas ratzan adaynav. You don't make a move without Hashem's ratzon. So basically, a person has a lot of work to do, even if you're single and you don't have all the fancy things of life and you have a lot of time on your hand. There's a tremendous avoda to do, which is going to be the netzchias. The only problem is that people have a mind block on Hashem. They're scared to think about Hashem. It's a mind block. Like, they're scared that who knows what's going to happen if they think about Hashem. And one of the things that they're scared about is, Chazal say, Svivav Nishra Ma'oid. If you get close to Hashem, it's very dangerous. So people have an issue with this, that if I do more and get closer to Hashem, think about Hashem, get more involved, it's going to make me more problems, right? People say this all the time. Why? Because if I'm Svivav Nishra Ma'oid, Chazal Medakim Sadikim Chot Asayra. So it's very interesting, because after the eagle, the Yin did Egel. So Hashem actually himself brought this Hamtza. He himself brought this Hamtza. Hashem said, V'shalachti l'fanecha malach, asen a malach, right? K'le'ele b'ker b'cha, k'am k'she'arif ato. You guys are, forget about it. K'am k'she'arif, you know, I'll back out of this thing. Asen a malach, zok Rashi, k'she'chinasi b'ker b'chem matem mamrim li mar b'ni alechem zam. If I'm close to you, it's worse. Right? So Hashem himself came up with this plan. Right? Hashem himself came with this plan. I'll go farther away. I'll send the malach. And I'll back out a little bit. I'll send the lower ashkacha. Right? And then the various you do won't be so bad because I'm not near you. See what a madrega these people are on. Nowadays, If a guy would hear this, I'm sorry, I'd make a big kiddush. I'm out of it, you know? I'm off the hook. You see, these people, like, we think that they're such a charm, you know, the way the Torah describes them. But, you know, Rabbi Gamliel used to say they were big tzaddikim. But you see, talk over here, Vayishma Amas Adova Raz, Zeva Yisabalo. The people, Mamish, were depressed. They heard such a thing. Oh, Mamish, they couldn't handle it. That Shein Shechina Shaira Yimayim, the Shechina is not going to come with them anymore. They were very upset about this. They were mamish depressed. They were, and Moshe Rabbeinu also put up a whole big fuss about it. We want you to go with us. We don't want this plan. It's like a kid being thrown out of the palace. The king's like, okay, get out of here, finish. The kid wants to leave. He doesn't want to leave. Moshe Rabbeinu put up a whole fuss. He didn't want this thing. He didn't want to be far away from Hashem. So the kasha is that l'chora Hashem's plan is right. Why should we be put in a matzav? Why should we put in this matzav that we're going to be, our einshim are going to be worse if we're closer to Hashem? L'chora Hashem's hansa was a good hansa. So it says over here, v'yimar moishu v'yigat artsav yishtach, v'yim em no matzah sechem b'inach, Hashem yelech no Hashem b'kir b'inu. Kiyam k'sharifu. So chora, it's the opposite. Hashem said, kiyam k'sharif. They're going to do Averis, right? Am K'sharif, if I should stay away from you guys, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says the opposite now. He says, Ki Am K'sharif, you should be with us. What's pshat? So Rashi says, Ma'achashat Anoisa Oven. What's the Vart? Ma'achashat Anoisa Oven. Zakhdil Saporno, Zamli Bo Saporno, he says, Afbi Shabalachte Imanu, Ye Oven, Adar Yaisagadol. When you go with us, Taka, it's worse, because we're nearby, so the Averis, if you spill a wine on the king's table, it's much worse. You spill wine in your own house, so who cares? So it's taka worse. When rega echad ala bekibrecha v'chalisicha, mekom mokim toiv lanu, shetelech ati imanu, it's better that you should go with us. Why? V'salachta laveneinu ki imcha aslicha, unekava l'slicha sacha. It's better you should be with us, because the maisa, it's taka, the ver is worse. But the koyach ha-tshuva is much easier, because you have access to Hashem. You have very much better, you have much better kesher. Even though the Einish won't be so bad, but it's worse, the Malach. Why? Because you don't have the relationship with Hashem, so you can't get the Slicha. You can't get the Kasher with Hashem. The Malach can't be Michael, right? He can't be Michael. So the Chizkuni also says that the word is like this. The word is that we'd rather have the kasher with Hashem and have a much easier access of tshuva, tefillah, and slicha and kapara than to have the richok where taka the ver is not as much. But ma'aseh, once it builds up, we're not going to have any way out of it because it's hard to get to Hashem. We're very far away. We'd rather have the relationship closer. And that way, if we nutz it ice and we do tshuva and we feel it's much easier in the skabel. So Hashem said, I'll mask him to the deal. And Hashem's karis bris. And he said, I'll be with you. No matter where you go. And when you dive in with these midas of Hashem, pshat is that Hashem's taka saying that the midas of Rachum and Chanun, since you're close to Hashem now, you could use those midas. So it comes out that if you're a fry guy, you don't use nutzais the program, you taka better off being a guy. Why? Because now your various are worse, because Hashem's closer. But if you nutzais, you daven and you have the ability now to get close to Hashem and do tshuva and get slicha kapar and use the Rachum of Hashem much quicker. So it's like anything else in life. You'd rather have more responsibilities, right? And more chrayas, and get more. I mean, have more. Everyone wants to get more rich, get richer, get everything.
It's like a kohen that works in the Beis Hamikdash.
It's more responsibilities. So more responsibilities. But he wants, everyone wants it. Why? Because we don't want to be held back. We don't want to be held back, right? We don't want to be held back. We want to grow. We want to move forward. And if we do, we're better off. We're better off, right? We're better off in that market. So the opportunity is much greater, right? We'd rather have the responsibility and the opportunity. You should have no opportunity. That's not good, right? Nobody wants to be held back from opportunity. We'd rather have the opportunity with the responsibility. So Hashem was maskim to this idea, to the maskim, the klaiso we have now, this kasher with Hashem. And the Ramban also says, Shiyaisa yechainin v'rirachem alvadov, that Hashem ayneo shiyat, Hashem answered the tefillah. So that means that klaiso, if we daven, we do what we're supposed to, we learn, we do avodah, we're right there with Hashem, we're much better off. Even though that's good, because I'm ksheirifu, because we're ksheirif, the other way is not going to work. It's going to be worse. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. The gufa, because I'm ksheirif, it's going to be worse. Because taka the very might not be right away is bad. But maisa, we're not going to have a yecholus to fix it up. So the opportunity is worth it with the responsibility being stronger, being worse. So Mela, now that Hashem made this deal with Klal Yisrael, we have this kesher with Hashem. And the problem is that this kesher is not changing now. And we have to, and Hashem wants this kesher, and we want this kesher. But if you don't do it, then it's a real problem. Then it becomes a real problem. And that's what it says in Shir Shirim, Basi Legani Achai Sichala, Achle Reyem Shasu Shichru Daidim. We had such a small kesher together, such a strong kesher, right? We used to be together in the Beis HaMikdash, Man Taira Beis HaMikdash, we had all the karbanas. And now, as time goes on, Ani Yishen of Ali Biyar. Libi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is still there. He has his relationship with us. Hashem is still awake. He's waiting for us. And we're shluffin. Ani Yishen of Ali Biyar. Libi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur Levavi V'chalki. And Hashem is waiting for us. That's the whole problem. Pischli Achaisi Rayasi Yonasi Samasi. Hashem's like, open up for me. We have this kasher. We have this deal going. There's no backing out anymore. You have to open up the door. Hashem is reaching out for us. Daidi Shalach Yadim Menachar. Hashem is reaching out to us behind the door. Umei Hamo Elav. And we actually have the hergeshim that we want the kasher with Hashem. And good for this kasher comes along with responsibilities. And that's what it says, Doidi Tzach Ve'adayim Dagal Mervava. Doidi Tzach Ve'adayim means that Taka, I don't have a shliach taking care of me. I have Hashem straight. And what's the raya? Doidi Tzach Ve'adayim. It's clean and it's red. What does that mean? That it's Midas Adin, Midas Arachim together. That we don't have the shliach. We're able to connect straight to Hashem. Ve'elav Roy Lodabek Loibi Mishu Shliach. Why? Because the tzara that comes, Dr. Alshach, on this pasuk, the tzara comes through a tzara and shlich, is a tzara be'etzim. If you're being led by a minister, it's a real tzara when it's tzara, like a goyim, they don't have a shem connected to them. So when there's something goes wrong, then they have a real tzara. Ach tzareseinu a'idei yisbarach hitoyve be'etzim ki utzach ve'edoim. Because since Hashem is connected to us in a real way, so all the tsaris are not bad tsaris. Ki ikre rachamim. Really, it's all rachamim. Kein la yikra adam, la yikra tzach v'edim, kiin lichav, linakim, yichavim rach, linakis ha'avim me'ava. So mele, all the edim, which is the din, the ikre is racham, is tzach. And the edim is just going to back up the rachamim. And that's what makes a kesher, that there's racham edim together. That's a relationship. Niflo biyad Hashem ki rabim rachamov. The relationship is worth the responsibility that comes along. Chikum mamtakav v'chulam machmadim zedoyde v'zarei b'nais yishalayim. Why? Because now we have chayim nitzchiyim hanachmadim mikol zulasam. Because now that we have Hashem, we have chayim nitzchiyim. That's why it's worth it. That's why Klai Yisrael was so upset with the idea of the richuk thing. Because you're right, in this world, whatever, but there's no chayim nitzchiyim. The whole chayim nitzchiyim is with the kesher with Hashem, the Daidi Tzach Ve'edayim, that Hashem wants the relationship, the Rachamim, and all the din is only there by Klal Yisrael just to get us back to the Rachamim. So Mela, when a person has a lot of time on his hands, he doesn't have the best matzav, that's a Mayla, Dr. Chavis of Avis, because now he can make a kesher with Hashem, and the less is better. The less in this world, the less Gashmis, the less all these things is better. Because we think that it's only going to be good if we get this, we get that, we get this. No. It says, Toiv ma'at b'yiras Hashem, ma'oitz rav ma'huma bay. It's better to have less with yiras Hashem than to have a big storage house with a ma'huma. What's ma'huma? The opposite of yiras Hashem. It's better to have a little vegetables with happiness. The shar avos, and that big steak is a cinnabai. So we always want more and more, but he's saying over here the less is better. Zav the Saperna in this week's parsha, kol azav, all the money from the Mishkan, if you add up all the money, the gold, the silver, the copper, was less money that was spent in the first place of Mikdash. And the money that was spent in the first place of Mikdash was less money that was spent in the second place. They heard this, they spent a lot of money. Vim kol zeh, yaiser hismid mara kvayt Hashem b'mishkan shel Maisha. But the Shechina was much more in Maisha's tent, in the Mishkan of Maisha. There's much more Shechina in the base, in the Mishkan, where we spent less money. They spent less money. V'masha hismid mikdash rishon. V'lenir klal b'mikdash shein. Mikdash shein spent much more money, and the Shechina was not even there. V'zeh hayra. This teaches you shalai kitzvus ha'oisher v'goydel ha'binyan yasiba la'ashras ha'shchina. It's not all about the money and the binyan. Avol writes Hashem esireyav amaseam l'shaychna b'saycham. It's not all about the big building, the big money, the big thing. Hashem wants your heart. That's why Ramesha says that the happiest time of year when they dance the most is Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, should have been the most depressing time of year. You're taking a cup of water, which is worth nothing, and you're pouring it down. There's nothing. The whole thing's nothing. And the biggest simcha was that was Nisach HaMayim. Zakhar Maisha, what's pshat? Because why are we depressed? Because all day we think, if I had Yanim's brains, if I had Yanim's money, if I had you, then I'll be happy, right? But how could it be that there's an avoid with Nisach HaMayim that it doesn't cost any money, it doesn't take any brains, it doesn't take anything, and it's still an avoid that teaches you that Hashem doesn't care about the brains, doesn't care about the money. All He wants is you to serve Hashem with your heart. So, Mimela, if all Hashem cares about is your heart, then maybe you can be besimcha. Why? Because now I don't have to be depressed anymore. Because all I have to do is serve Hashem with what I have. So, Mimela, you can come to simcha. So, Mimela, that's the most happy time of year, was Nisach HaMayim. So, the Rabbi Hashem showed by the Mishkan that it was less money, but it was more stress as Shechina. Hashem never left the Mishkan until he had to, until every minute he wanted to be there. And even more in the Bayis Shlishi will be the Shechina. So the menucha and the simcha of the Yiras Hashem that brings to is toiv ma'at the Yiras Hashem me oitzer me riboy oitzus v'ginzei kesev azav. It's unbelievable. Rabbeinu Bachayi in the Akhtama to this week's Pasha Pekudei, and he says that the teva b'nei Adam, a person even as teva, he'd rather go to hang out with his friends, right, with geshmak of friends. They have even less food. You'd rather go to hang out with your friends, or even just a little bit nothing, than to go to a big steak party. You don't want to be there, all these crazy guys. If people, it's better to have less than happiness. It's better to have a little bit more Yiras Hashem and to have the connection to Hashem than to have all the money in the world. It's not all about the money. You can't make the money your God. You shouldn't make the money into your God. Just like people always put their betachin in a very big fortress, they feel safe there. A rich person, he puts his betachin in his money. He shouldn't do that. The migdal eyes, shame Hashem, by your study. You should make Hashem your betachin. Listen to this, Ben Bechai. The tzaddikim are meshabed their money to the Torah. By Rishayim, yisimu atayra mitzvahs b'shibud kasm mezavim. the Meshabed the Torah to their money. Sounds like nowadays. The Meshabed the Torah to their money. Goes the other way. Not Meshabed the money to the Torah. The Meshabed the Torah to their money. Therefore you should put Hashem as the one. Because the money has no hope. Right? The money can't even bring you the things that you need. Your nachas, your gezunt, and your richas yamim, the money is not giving you. You know what money gives you? It gives you gadgets, that's all. You have more gadgets to play with. That's all it gives you.
Expensive toys.
You have more buttons to press on your car. So you need Hashem to bring you the simcha, and you need the hergish of Hashem to give you the simcha, the happiness. So the story, Shlomo HaMelech, when he was king, after a while Hashem was upset at him, and he sent him out. Hashem sent him out of the kingdom. He was like a poor guy. He's walking down the block. He was hungry, he had nothing. He was sent out of the kingdom, and he met a rich guy. And the rich guy says, "Oh, Shlomo HaMelech, hey, raise me, what happened to you? Your mom, she fell into hard times, I see." He says, "I think you should come to my house, I'll give you a good meal." Shlomo HaMelech is like, "Fine, I'm hungry, I'm starving." So he brought him to his house, he served him a nice big steak, with French fries, everything. And ketchup. And the whole time he's hacking away Shlomo HaMelech. "You know, I remember when you were king. I remember when you were king. Mamish, what happened to you?" The whole time Shlomo HaMelech is like all depressed. This guy's Mamish making me sugar all the time. He's giving me a steak, but it's like depressing. The next day Shlomo HaMelech was walking down the street. A poor guy comes to him and he's like, "You want to come to my house? I see you, you need a meal." So Shlomo says, "Yes, I'm starving. I'll come." So the guy's like, "I don't have much to feed you." So Shlomo HaMelech said, it's okay. I went to the steak already. I did that yesterday." So he comes over there. The guy's chopping up vegetables for him, maybe a few pickles, whatever. Because of the guy, he's a really nice guy. He's like, "Shlomo HaMelech, you should understand. It's only temporary. You're going to soon come back to be Melech again." He makes him feel good. He says, "It's only temporary. Hashem's angry at you now. But Hashem, he gets past it quickly. And he gives him a whole thing. He gives him so much chizik. And Shlomo HaMelech walked out of this guy's house from the few vegetables. And he said on this story, better to have a little vegetables and have happiness there, mishar avos and ganzu steaks, the sinaboy, and having all this sinam. So it's toiv ma'at b'yiras Hashem. So therefore, this is the aside, that it's better to have less with Yiras Hashem than to have a lot. And then the Brain of Achai goes on to say, Mamish, very shocking, very negiah nowadays, that even when it comes to Torah and to Madregas and Ruchnius, it's toiv ma'at b'yiras Hashem. It's better to have less b'yiras Hashem. Al teschakem yaiser, ki toiv ma'at b'yiras Hashem. It's better to learn according to your abilities, b'yiras Hashem, v'fishim ha'ma'at tes'ala v'tes'anig v'meribo yoived v'yishtoimim. The little bit Torah, that you're enjoying it, you chazer it, and you're happy with it, and you have the Yiras Hashem, it's better to have less Torah than to have a lot of Torah and you're in a bilbul. You could have a lot of Torah, and it could be pushing you out of Olam Haba. Tam Shapela, Ben B'chai, Rishon. You have to learn Torah with Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Don't try to krich harayin in something that's not for you. Don't call and try to go into Madregas and things, it's not for you. And then the Rebbeinu Bechai says something even more shocking. We think the Chet HaEgel was a bunch of Buddhist guys, drunks, a bunch of hooligans dancing around the fat man. Zok Rebbeinu Bechai, the Chet HaEgel, you know what the Chet HaEgel was? The Chet HaEgel was that they were going into Hasagas that was above their abilities. They were kriching into Hasagas, Madregas, that was above their abilities. That was the whole Chet HaEgel. Why? Because can you imagine the Vilna Gaon lived not that long ago, 200 years ago, and the Hasagas he had, go back all the way to Rishonim, go back to the Gaonim, go back to all the way back to the Bamaan Torah, that the biggest Hasagas, right? The biggest Hasagas was the Bamaan Torah. And Aaron HaKoyin, he had the front seat. You can imagine what he saw, and the Ramban Zmazber, that they saw things in Shemayim on the Kisa cover, the Shar, this, that. And they were Zokter Ben Chai, they were kriching into things that were above their hasagas. Even on their Madrega, They shouldn't have been pushing it. On their madrega, they knew everything. But they were going more. That was the whole Chet HaEgel. That was the whole Chet HaEgel. Pella. They should have been happy with Ashras HaShchina that they were able to handle and not kriching lamaila. And therefore Hashem said, I'm going to make you a Mishkan. Because the whole madrega of a Mishkan was that you should be happy with Ashras HaShchina as you can handle it and not kriching something that you can't handle, creeping into higher madregas. Because whenever a person gets the high madrega, he gets carried away. He thinks like, who knows what? So you always have to have the anava in every matzav. And that explains why Rashi says, we're talking about the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, all of a sudden Rashi looks at the Churban. It's a Mashkin. What do you have to bring the Mashkin and the Churban in? We're trying to build the base of Mishkan now. You're talking about the Churban now? Teretz is because anytime you have madrega, you have to realize that it's a Mashkin. The minute you get carried away with it, it's over. Any madrega you reach, right, a guy steigs and tire and this and that, he's already a big reshiva, now it's already sakana. It's always a mashkin. It's always a mashkin. And Taka, that's what happened. It says in Shir Shirim, Hisibi einayach minegdi sheim hervuni. Hashem was looking at us, and that's what made me gaiva. Zok Rashi. Then the Bayi Sheni, Hashem didn't put the aron there. The Bayi Sheni. Why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'miktash zeh iyach shel hashav lechem aron mekaparis ukruvim. Shehem hervuni, that made me gaiva, the Bayis Rishon. L'haraisim chibisera, since Hashem was with us, he showed us chibisera, that's what made us crazy. The Bayis Rishon, you look at all these stories in Bayis Rishon, the mamash m'shagayim, the kings, the this, the thing they're doing. What was the cause of all those craziness? Because they had the aron there. The aron made them crazy. Because they had the aron, they had shechina with them. It made them m'shuga. It made them crazy. Therefore, on the second mitzvah, there was no aron. Because the same thing happened, just like by the Mount Torah, they got too carried away. So too, and the Mishkan was supposed to be a downgrade from that. But then it became a gaiva, and now it turned bad. So a person always has to have the achna. You have to always toiv ma'at b'yiras Hashem. That's why, no matter what, we always want to shtai, we want to get the shidduch, we want to get better job, better this, better that. But you always have to have the anava. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was anu mikal adam. He was anu mikal adam. And anyone that was looking for Hashem went to the Oyel Moed. Zok Rashi, afilu malachi asharis. Kshashoyel makam shchina chavreim, oimrim lahem hareyu be'oli shal Moshe. Even the malachi asharis, where's Hashem? The friend said he's in the Oyel of Moshe. The anu mikal adam. Asher yolidisha, shehem muftach, shashchina nichnas acharov lefesach beisai. It's like a guest comes, you know, you come first and the guest comes after. Yulish, the Moshe walked in and Hashem came after him. So you always need that bittul, toiv ma'at to be yours to Hashem. Person always wants to have more. But you should know that the ma'at, that's what Chazal is saying. You have the ma'at, be happy with the ma'at. Ma'at to rav or mahumabai. But then everyone has to kasha, say, how am I going to get the schosim? Let's say a guy doesn't have kids, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have money. How am I going to get the schosim? I need schosim. I have to have, in order to serve Hashem, I have to have kids, I have to have this, I have to have that. So the unbelievable Arachayim HaKadosh says, V'techel kol avayda, oyel moed, v'yasav b'nei Yisrael, kol ha-shatziv Hashem. That all Klaiso did the Mishkan. The Kadosh is that only Bitzal did the Mishkan, his team. Why does it say that all the Yidden did? Zogda Arachayim, kan asu achib mechaberes akalelas, when a group does some mitzvah, b'kiyam ha-Torah, v'ha-mitzvahs, Yizku zelazah. Even if you donate $1 a day to BMG's the Dira Tyra, if you do your part, you can't give more than $1 a day, you're a poor guy, $360 already, it's enough. You get the schus of the kiyam of the whole thing. But Tyra nidl is skyim, but klal is Yisrael. Kalecha yasa yichayl shabiyadiv yizku zelazah. So you shouldn't feel bad, you don't have this, you don't have this yichaylis. You do your little part that you connected the entire thing. Imagine coming to Shemayim, you see 5,000 people learning on your cheshbon. So what, I just gave $1 a day. Zakhtar Chaim HaKadosh, that we're all connected. And that's pshat, the half to the racha, kamaycha, that your friend is like you. Why? Because the Torah set up this system that no one could do the Torah themselves. I'm not a Kohen, I can't do Tarek Mitzvahs. Ki b'shlimusa yitav lach, your friend is you. Why? Because it's all connected to do the Torah. You need all that together. So every single person does a little bit. You don't have to feel bad that you don't have the chayos to do more. that's shot after the recha, he's kamaicha. He is part of you. And that's shot the Rambam. The Rambam says, God hashalom shekal Torah nitna la says shalom b'ilam. Through the chibra of the Torah, that brings to shalom because all Klai said now it's connected. How could I do all Tariq mitzvahs? Right, some people don't have kids, some people don't get married, some this problem, they don't have money, they have this, they have that. And I have my Ramach Evarim Shasagidim. And that's shot. The Ger asked a hill on 1 foot, tell me the whole Torah on 1 foot. What was he asking? My Torah Chaim Mekolish Pshat is that how am I going to keep the whole Torah? It's not Shaykh. So he said to him, Adalach Sana, the Chav of Chisav is called Torah Kula. Like it says over here, Benaz Yisrael, Vyas Bnei Yisrael, Chal Shat Tziv Hashem. The Chal Yisrael together, everyone got this chus because they all mitzarif together. So Mela, you don't have to have it. You have to be happy with the now. Even though you do a shtadlis and everything, but you can't be living the future. You have to live right now the matzev. And then you'll always be besimcha. Have a good day.